Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidates focusing their final weeks in battleground states. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump holding dueling rallies today in Michigan. Trump pushed back on reports by Politico's Rachel Bade, an ABC News contributor, that he has canceled some interviews due to exhaustion.
I'm not even tired. I'm really exhilarated. You know why? We're killing her in the polls.
The election now 18 days away, showing a close race in battleground states, including Michigan. President Biden in Germany says the death of Hamas's top leader by Israeli forces creates a new path for a ceasefire in Gaza and urged Israel and Hamas to finalize a deal. One person was taken to the hospital after injured by turbulence on a Spirit flight from Chicago's O'Hare to LAX today. The LA Fire Department says up to seven others were injured, but did not need medical attention. And Cuba experiencing a blackout. Officials say the nation's power grid suffered a total disconnection. That cause under investigation. This is ABC News. Much of California under extreme fire warnings because of dry conditions and high winds.
In Santa Rosa, where the deadly Tubbs fire burned in 2017, killing 22 people, the current weather is a scary reminder.
It just brings back the memories of the night before the Tubbs fire. Absolutely. I think everyone who lived here knows that.
Pacific Gas and Electric has shut off the power to some areas of Sonoma and Napa counties to prevent wildfires in case lines come down in the wind. Many have their go kits ready in case they have to leave.
That has all of our supplies.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was sent to the 13 states for ratification has sold for $9 million in North Carolina. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. Only 8 copies of the document are known to exist. The one that just sold is the only known privately held copy. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Mira, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The dry weather continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Sunshine throughout the day. Today, highs, lows, 70s. South winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear, lows near 50. Tomorrow, sunny, highs, mid-70s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas boys football tonight. The Panthers wrap up the regular season hosting Stanley Boyd. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and her Republican challenger Eric Hovde will debate for the first and only time this evening. Vice President Kamala Harris was on the campaign trail in Wisconsin on Thursday. At UW La Crosse, she attacked former President Donald Trump's debate performance.
You guys watched the debate. He has, quote, concepts of a plan. Concepts.
Harris was also on the campuses of UW-Milwaukee and UW-Green Bay. And Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance returns to the state for the first time since September on Sunday. He's expected to address issues of interest to Catholics during an appearance in Waukesha starting at 5 o'clock. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. A convicted sex offender was released from prison back to Dunn County on October 8th. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, 57-year-old Michael Fadness is living at E5955 Highway D in the township of Tainter. Fadness is now on intensive supervision, subject to GPS monitoring with geographic restrictions to Dunn County, and is subject to the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry Program for life. The NOAA Climate Prediction Center has released its winter outlook for the upcoming winter season. The outlook is predicting equal chances for above or below normal temperatures and a chance of above normal precipitation here in western Wisconsin. Now, even with the above normal precipitation, drought conditions are expected to persist through the winter. A Winona man was seriously injured after being shot Thursday. According to the Winona Police Department, the shooting happened early Thursday morning at an apartment building on 10th Street. When officers arrived on scene, they found the man seriously injured. A second man was taken in for questioning. Authorities believe it was an isolated incident. A substitute teacher at Woodbury High School is facing allegations. This for reenacting the police restraint used in the murder of George Floyd during a class. The teacher involved a student in the demonstration. The principal reported multiple inappropriate actions, including making racially harmful comments and discussing graphic details from his law enforcement career. The teacher, identified as Steve Williams, has been placed on administrative leave from his job as a police officer in Prescott. The Libertarian Party in Wisconsin wants its chance to debate, too. The party yesterday said they're being shut out of tonight's U.S. Senate debate. The debate, which airs across the state at 7, will be the only chance voters have to see Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde on the same stage. Libertarian Senate candidate Phil Anderson says he's running, too, and deserves to be on the stage as well. He says the Libertarian Party is being tired of being deliberately excluded in Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Western Wisconsin and the entire WRDN listening area are seeing elevated fire risks for the weekend. The Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. The DNR is partnering with the National Weather Service to monitor the situation over the weekend. Current wildfire concerns are primarily due to a lack of precipitation statewide and gusty winds. You should avoid outdoor burning operating equipment early in the morning to avoid sparks at peak burn hours, and hold off on having campfires until later in the evening or not having the campfire at all. Dunn County and Buffalo County have burning bans countywide in effect. Again, burning bans now in effect for Dunn and Buffalo counties. More information is available on the DNR's website. Firefighters in Rice Lake are blaming a downed power line and a broken gas line for a fire that destroyed several downtown businesses yesterday. The fire started at the Agonic Brewery yesterday afternoon. Fire Chief Mike Hover said the power line fell, then the gas line broke open, and he said the high winds pushed the fire through the building. In addition to the brewery, the chief says the fire gutted Cheese Louise and Finewood Incorporated. Chief Hover says a Rice Lake firefighter was hurt during the fire. They were taken to the hospital with a torn bicep. The first of four men to be sentenced for a 2022 murder in Eau Claire will spend less than 2 years behind bars. A judge yesterday sentenced 29-year-old Kenmore Golden to 22 months in prison. Golden pleaded no contest to murder charges back in July. Police say he's the one who shot and killed Christopher Connor back in September of 2022. Three others were in the car with Golden. They've all pleaded guilty as well. Golden was an out-of-state felon at the time of the shooting and then went on the run for almost 7 months before being arrested in Chicago. A new fall event is tomorrow in Durand. Beers on the Chippewa will be held at Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Durand. It will feature live music, food, and different craft beers from local breweries, including the Durand Brewery. Admission to the event is free. Everything gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Voters will have to find a TV tonight if they want to watch Wisconsin candidates for U.S. Senate answer questions. The only debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde starts tonight at 7. The debate will be in Madison, but be broadcast across the state. Baldwin was leading in the race, but polls differ on just how big of a lead she actually has. Baldwin is looking for her third term in the Senate. Hovde is looking for his first. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Pheasant hunting season starts in Wisconsin this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the season will start at 9 a.m. this Saturday and run until January 5th. Hunters will have a one rooster bag limit during opening weekend. Then starting on Monday, daily bag limits increase to two roosters per day. The DNR says it'll stock about 75,000 birds on more than 80 properties across the state over the next few weeks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Hamlin embraces Vegas challenge. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
And in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing highlife. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR playoffs weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway can be a rough ride, but Denny Hamlin likes the challenge. As the NASCAR Cup Series Round of 8 begins, the Joe Gibbs Racing pilot is headed to a venue unique among intermediate tracks, a place where he's found much success.
You can't set up your car like you do at Vegas, like you do at Kansas. It requires something different in your setup, and it's a challenge. And for us, it's one, can you get over the bumps in turns 1 and 2? That is the X factor of usually determines who wins these races, is who can maneuver around the racetrack and run the same lap time no matter which line they run.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Whether you own a local business or a global one,
You're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Wisconsin native Tony Bennett met with reporters today to discuss his resignation as head coach at the University of Virginia. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bennett said the job has been on loan and was never his to keep, so it's time to give it back. Under Bennett, the school won the 2019 national title, among others. Bennett said the current format of players making money just isn't the climate for him.
My staff has buoyed me along to get to this point, but there needs to be change. It's going to be a closer to a professional model, Coach Carlisle, I think it is, where there's got to be collective bargaining. There has to be a restriction on the salary pool that teams can spend. There has to be transfer regulation restrictions.
Packers putting the wraps on their practice week and will shoot for their third straight win at home on Sunday against Houston. It'll be the debut of kicker Brandon McManus after he signed for the rest of the season this week. Football Badgers on the road at Northwestern tomorrow. The Volleyball Badgers hosting Oregon tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
News on football playoffs, plus the first state champs of 2024 are crowned. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. This is the final week of the high school football regular season, with loads of conference titles still up for grabs and many teams trying to work their way into the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, after Friday night's action is complete, everyone will anxiously await the news if they got in, what their seed is, and where they've been placed on the bracket. I will once again be part of the WIAA's live bracket reveal show, which will air from 10 to 11 a.m. on several TV stations around the state. The hour-long show will be the official release point for the brackets for both 11-player and 8-player football action. You can find more information, including the stations it will air on and how to stream it, at wisports.net. While football is wrapping up its regular season, there are already state championships being decided in other fall sports. The very first state tournament of the 2024-25 season is girls golf, contested Monday and Tuesday at University Ridge in Madison. Divine Savior Holy Angels repeated as the Division I team state champ, while last year's D2 winner Prescott was elevated to D1 this season and finished second. The Division II team title went to Edgewood, its 16th. In the individual tournament, Beaver Dam sophomore McKenna Nelson claimed the D1 title in a playoff, while Belle Kongshog of Colfax Elk Mound defended her title in Division II. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. When the leaves start changing colors, that is the perfect time to be out in the woods chasing squirrel. And I'll tell you why, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
When you see those leaves changing color on the trees, it's the perfect time to get out in the woods and be looking for squirrels. The season's open, but early season, the squirrels aren't moving nearly as much as they are when those leaves start changing colors. What are they doing? They're setting themselves up for winter. They're storing food, and that means they're out searching for acorns, for any kind of nut. They're searching for something to eat that they can take somewhere and store so that when that winter gets long and cold, they can go back to it and they can have a nice big meal when everything else is covered up. So you're going to see a lot of squirrels moving around in the trees. You can walk through the woods and you can scare them up. And when they start to run from one tree to another, jump from branch to branch, you can take them out with a shotgun. I like using a .410. I have a single shot and I think that's just plenty. Or you can sit under a tree and wait them out. I do that with a .22 that's got a scope. That's probably my favorite way to hunt squirrel, but just about anything works when they're on the move. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing and cooler, highs mid-70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 71 right now.
Good afternoon and welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, being joined today by Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. First of all, taking a look at how we ended the day, it was a weaker day. Wheat futures under pressure a lot of the day and felt like the soybean complex was kind of pulled along. Corn actually escaped with only 2 to 3 cents lower today. First of all, I guess your thoughts here, end of the trading week. It's a Friday, traders on their way out here. What do you make of the attitude of the markets today?
Well, I definitely think the attitude is super negative. When you break it down by overnight versus day trade, though, I do think it's interesting to see that our overnight session has been positive the last couple of overnights. So there's some faction out there that does believe there's opportunity to go higher. It's just getting outpaced. It's not quite as loud of a market headline, I guess, as what the bears are kind of forcing to be the action of the day trade. We've seen it overnight see up a little bit. We hang on to that for about 30, maybe 40 minutes, and then kind of all bets are off and we're headed lower. And that's pretty much been like the case for most of this week. Today was no different. I really think once Russia kind of announced their little private, you know, wheat pact they're talking about, that just kind of put pressure on everything. Wheat, like you said, drove everything lower. Then soybeans followed suit with, you know, what's going on in the forecast in South America. I mean, yeah, corn only ending up down a couple is thankfully corn hanging on, but makes it really hard to see any silver lining here when you end the week on a day like today.
Well, let's spend a little bit of time talking about each of these commodities. And you mentioned the wheat. Let's start there because it did hold a lot of the pressure throughout the day. And Kansas City wheat had, according to my calculations, I think a 23-cent range today. But again, a lot of pressure throughout the day. What is going on with wheat? And maybe you can explain why what's going on in Russia is having an impact here in the U.S.
So, yeah, basically, Russia announces that they're going to sell directly to 13 specific nations without any other outside, you know, foreign participants. And it basically is going to look like a private market that they're trying to kind of establish here with this this agreement, this pact, whatever. And it just means that, you know, global wheat trade is even less clear, is less transparent. And we're already complaining about that. I guess at least, you know, some of the wheat world is already complaining about that, not really knowing, like, what is the value coming out of Russia? And so at this point, if they're going to go into this kind of closed door, private, you know, type of treaty situation, that's only going to make it harder to know what's going on in the wheat world. I think that this is an interesting proposal and, you know, movement on their part. I mean, obviously, it'd be great for them if this is what can actually happen. I think you'll see a lot of pushback and kickback from, you know, like Canada, U.S., if France isn't in this. And that's the thing, we don't know who's really in this agreement, so to speak. So if you're leaving out your other, like, big players in the world, this is, I don't see how this stands. I don't see how somebody doesn't fight back against it and try to push back against this initiative or this agreement. So it came out today, and that's super bearish for wheat, basically putting more unknown on the situation and more unknown on the market, pushes us down against like 50-day moving averages, and that's really tough. So, you know, like I said, this is really early announcement, early stages of this so-called agreement. And again, we don't know who, I don't know at least who the 13 nations are that Russia is looking to sell directly to and kind of leave out any sort of transparency in that discussion. So that was a big, huge downside pressure to the wheat complex today, for sure.
Yep. All right. Talk about soybeans maybe just a little bit, because we did see two-sided trade. We were higher and had been up on the day like about 6 cents or so, and ended up closing down about 18. So why do you think that soybeans were not able to hold on today?
Yeah, we did. We actually had some decent soybean and soy complex sales, and I think that kind of sparked our positivity initially, like overnight, and then initially, and then, you know, back to pressure. Just from what's going on in the Midwest, you know, this is our quote unquote last harvest weekend in the U.S. This is also a massive change to Brazil's weather forecast. Like, so in the next 10 days, there's a, you know, a quarter to an inch and a half every day for 10 days in the forecast. And Brazilian farmers have been going to town, seeding soybeans, seeding first crop of corn. So there's tons of activity going on in the fund's mind. They've already said, oh, they've planted a record crop, and oh, they've raised a record crop. So we've switched that mindset very, very quickly against what's going on in South America. So you piggyback what's going on in South America with what I, like I said, the quote unquote last harvest weekend in the U.S. They expect basically harvest to have wrapped up almost everywhere after this weekend is done. And that equates to hedge pressure in their mind. When I would say the caveat to that is, I don't know that farmers are huge sellers today on that harvest, but that is not what the market thinks. So there's just a lot of pressure coming off of that for the soybean complex as well. And unfortunately, when we get to corn, you know, there's not any one thing on corn. It is just, unfortunately, getting drugged down by all the pressure from both the wheat and the soybean complex.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Like you say, corn obviously only had a 5 or 6 cent trading range today, ended up settling down between 2 and 3 cents in most of those contracts. So, you know, compared to the other grains, obviously not a lot of movement there. Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group in Lincoln joining us on today's edition of the Channel Final Bell. Now, that's part one. Stay tuned. Coming up in part two, we'll have more discussion. We'll talk a little bit more about the grains and maybe a little bit more discussion about this attitude of the market. And is the market trying to signal what it thinks is going to happen in the general election? We'll talk about that, some other things coming up as well. Stay tuned. Second half of the Channel Final Bell is up next on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Chad Moyer back with you here on the Rural Radio Network and the Channel Final Bell, visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. We kind of chuckled in the break there, just talking about what does get the headlines and what does not get the headlines. Because, you know, as we had said right in front of the break, the fact that corn had a very narrow trading range, and it just seems like there's a really good demand story to be told in corn right now, and it's just not getting the airplay, huh?
Yeah, I really would argue that that's kind of been the case for corn for about the last 4 months, really, is corn demand is great. You know, last year we outperformed what they thought expected corn sales would be this year so far. I mean, since you got to remember, you know, we flipped the calendar. This is a new marketing year as of September 1, and we're already ahead of the game. Now, granted, I know there's a long ways to go in our marketing year, but if we can get ahead of the game early and have these increase in sales, that bodes very well for as we go throughout the year. We're currently sitting about 23% ahead of U.S. corn sales pace. So, you know, really good numbers just keep happening. And they're to partners that we don't expect to see a lot of cancellations from, too. So I think that's a pretty important point to make as well. It's not like these are massive sales reliant on somebody who's notorious for canceling. So these are good export sales for U.S. corn. It's just, yeah, like we mentioned, this isn't one that's getting talked about. It kind of doesn't fit with the other, you know, overall downward narratives that are going on right now.
So. Yeah, and I would even add to that, we haven't talked about much domestic things. You know, I know the cow herd isn't what it was, but there's a lot of pigs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chickens. We're grinding a lot of corn for ethanol. NOPA yep. crush was a record earlier this week. There's a lot of fundamental reasons that maybe we should be in the green, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, I really think there's a point here where, you know, we always say, like, the cure for high prices is high prices and for low prices is low prices. And that low price discussion, the cure for low prices comes from it being so cheap from a replacement standpoint to just go ahead and, like, oh, if I fed a bushel of this, oh, it's so cheap, let me buy two bushels in return to cover it back up. And, like, that kind of thought process is definitely happening, and you can see that on export sales. You can see that with domestic usage. Crushing margin, processing margin is great. I mean, plants are running at max capacity, and if they're not, it's because they got a maintenance problem. They're shut down, you know, maintenance, something like that, a breakdown. So, yeah, I mean, I think this idea that, oh my gosh, we're just going to keep grinding lower. There may be some downside risk still sitting around here because of funds activity and fund movement. But from a fundamental standpoint, we usually get back to those fundamentals and the value that should be at some point in time. And right now, fundamentals are showing us as very promising on that demand side and very supportive on that demand side. So I look to see some sort of correction at some point. The bigger caveat to that, I know you and I have talked about this in the past before on other instances, but it's when it comes down to the farmer, like, how do you position yourself for that? When you can't just hold out and not generate cash, you can't just hold out and not make decisions, but you've got to position yourself accordingly so that you can participate at some point without also then, you know, not being able to pay the bills in the current situation. And so that's kind of where this picture is. It's kind of wonky right now. Like, we can see something's there. How do we get there as the farmer? Like, how do we position ourselves?
So if it's not domestic, if it's not exports, do you think the market is starting to maybe guess or pencil in what they think the election results are going to be?
Oh, definitely. There's one candidate who the market is afraid of what his policy on China is and how that may affect markets. Not just commodity markets, but kind of all markets, all trade, and is worried that this may reinstitute a trade war. There's, you know, I don't, that's not a an inaccurate fear, I don't think, but the market is already trading like he's won. And so we are just seeing several large hedge funds position like he's already won, and just massive selling going on in preparation for that. And I don't really know that I've ever seen one position or an election where we're positioning this hard, this far ahead of an election, like a week ahead of time. Sure, we've definitely seen that before. But we are several weeks ahead of that election. And we know how the last one went, where we debated who won for weeks, it seemed like. So I'm just very surprised to see such a serious position taken and the market really just jump on board and buy into that and create some momentum here that I don't think anyone was expecting. So I think it's interesting, a little out of the norm to have it be positioned this hard. And so that is really, I think, outside of like what we talked about fundamentally and supply demand, all that stuff. This election really is weighing on our commodity markets for sure. Just out of fear of what could be.
Gosh, a very interesting conversation. Heather, it's great to have you on. Thank you so much for the time and the information on today's program. That's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. More information, toll free, it's 866-574-2724. They're online at agriskconsulting.net. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss. It might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from the nation's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. At the end of September, the government of Colombia imposed an additional tariff on U.S. milk powder imports. The timing of these tariffs couldn't be worse, as U.S. dairy producers are just starting to see improved profitability. I'll have the details when we return.
Dustin Fritzmeyer, a Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant from Leota, Kansas, recently spoke with me about harvest progress in his part of the country.
Harvest is going great, Mike. We've got a lot of silage acres wrapped up. Right now, we're in the middle of getting some dry land out. Some of our irrigated is just getting ready. And we've got some stuff where moisture content's right where it needs to be, and others that it's going to take a couple weeks to get some stuff dried down. But we're right in the heat of it.
Looks like you might be standing in a field plot. We've got some signs behind you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been working on there?
Absolutely. Corn plots are something we really like doing. We're able to get a good look at different varieties that are coming up throughout the year. So this particular one is four different hybrids from three different companies. Pulled a couple of ears out, got some 54 VC14 DynaGrow, and it's a 114-day product that we're really looking forward to.
Dustin, let's talk about what comes next year. What are some of the issues on your mind?
We at Nutrien Ag Solutions have really aggressive and competitive financial options that we can use through our Nutrien financial programs. So I definitely encourage people, hey, talk to your local crop consultants about what those finance options are and how those can be a player for you.
And you can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Both the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation recently called on U.S. lawmakers to take swift action against Colombia's decision to add an additional 5% tariff on U.S. milk powder. They argue that Colombia's tariffs are politically motivated and unjust. Greg Dowd, CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said, quote, "Instead of working with the U.S. government and dairy industry to resolve this issue in a mutually beneficial way, Colombia has chosen to move forward with this meritless investigation." Colombia's trade ministry claims these tariffs are necessary to counter what it sees as unfair U.S. trade practices, particularly the U.S. federal agriculture subsidies. But the dairy industry points out that when the U.S. and Colombia signed a free trade agreement in 2012, these same subsidies were not an issue. Krista Harden, CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, emphasized that the U.S. government must act to prevent further harm to both American exporters and Colombian companies that rely on U.S. dairy. Harden warned that these politically motivated tariffs could backfire, harming Colombian workers and consumers who depend on affordable U.S. dairy imports. Currently, tariffs on U.S. dairy products to Colombia stand at around 4%, and they're set to decrease next year and be phased out entirely by 2026 under that free trade agreement. But with the additional 4.86% tariff in place for the next 4 months, the Colombian Trade Ministry's final ruling could extend new tariffs for up to 5 years. Beyond dairy, the Colombian government has also imposed restrictions on U.S. ethanol, beef, and poultry. This broader pattern of trade barriers has many U.S. ag sectors on alert. While the dispute plays out, U.S. dairy producers are facing a complicated picture. According to an analysis by CoBank, dairy margins in the U.S. have steadily improved. By the end of this year, margins are expected to hit nearly $16 per hundredweight thanks to lower feed costs and higher milk prices. I'll have more when we come back.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Since 2014, our legislature has refused federal dollars to help expand health care in Wisconsin. We left well over $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars on the table. Accepting federal dollars will help rural Wisconsin and save us money. Vote for me, and I'll vote for you to ensure that we have a strong medical system in rural Wisconsin at a good price. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton for state senate.
As we approach Veterans Day, Wally Banks at VFW 8729 honors the American heroes who have made this country what it is. From those serving in our military to the men and women of our police and fire departments, we salute you. This message, courtesy of your friend Wally Banks at VFW 8729, located at 115 North Franklin Street, Lake City, working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. VFW 8729, on the air because they care.
New trade disruptions with Colombia, one of the U.S. dairy industry's key markets, could put a dent in the promising dairy outlook picture. Last year, the U.S. exported more than $200 million worth of dairy products to Colombia, and the country has been a significant destination for U.S. milk powder. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. Feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The dry weather continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Sunshine throughout the day today, highs low 70s. South winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear lows near 50. Tomorrow, sunny, highs mid 70s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas boys football tonight. The Panthers wrap up the regular season hosting Stanley Boyd. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You cut those
those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching, don't lie. You got it all figured out, but that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
if I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two, I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two, I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks, and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand on the sun. Lucky to rust, oh,
or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a couldn't be built. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Ask you the same thing.
Another round, girl, what you think?
If you're buying, well, you know I drank some.